May 31st, 2021, Feast of the Visitation, Memorial Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, as your country commemorates the lives of your deceased, I invite you to realize that those who loved me in their earthly existence are alive in their afterlife. It is always best to pray for the departed souls, since you are not privy to their position in heaven, purgatory, or hell. It is safest to presume the departed are in purgatory and still in need of your prayers. You cannot offer too many prayers for the dead. If the ones you pray for are in heaven, all your prayers for them will not be wasted, but go to some other needy soul. There are millions of souls in purgatory that no one prays for. Some are there due to lack of belief in purgatory. Others are there because of false presumptions as to their final destination, either heaven or hell. Consequently, no prayer offered for the poor souls is useless. Disbelief in purgatory does not negate its existence." A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. "May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.